Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Make sure you hit that like button. It's the only thing that's gonna make this video and our channel grow. And after you hit the like button, go ahead and comment like squad in the comment section. To all my new watchers, I entertain and educate men, as well as roasting these goofy ass bras into oblivion. Sound like something you interested in? Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to support the content, join my Patreon, or you can also join my free community on locals.com. Links below. And this is a Rare Breed double feature, so make sure you stay to the end for both parts.
If you're one of those fucking dudes that has a fuck.
Oh yeah. A woman won't date a guy who lived with his mother, but she'll date a guy who lived with his wife. Yeah, because that man has been pre-selected. You've heard the whole thing about guys with wedding rings on get hit on more out and about. Yeah, because she figured, well, some woman decided to marry him, so he gotta have some type of value. But a dude who lived with his mother, that's universally looked at as a dude with low value. And it's all about status and value with these bitches. Don't ever forget that.
If you're in a relationship, go fucking deal with that. Don't fucking talk to me. If you're single, hit me up. I'm single, ready to fucking mingle.
I don't need to tell you that it's a red flag if every other word that come out of a woman's mouth is profanity. And I don't have to tell you that a woman who's talking about her dating life on social media is not worth dating. Because you already know that if you watch my content. This woman is trash. But see, a lot of guys get caught up in the fact that she's attractive and bypass the fact that she's trash. Don't bypass the fact that she's trash because she's pretty or got a nice ass and long hair and took a bath.
Loyal ass bitch. Anybody else, get the fuck out of my life. And just to add to what I was saying, if you're in a relationship and your dude is cheating on you with another woman or is looking for bitches to cheat on you with, don't come after those women. Go after your man. He's the one who owes you that loyalty. If she's single, she could fuck whoever she wants. She doesn't have to fucking ask for permission.
If she dated an average Joe Schmo who worked at Home Depot, she wouldn't have these problems. But she keep chasing Chad and Enrique. So she gonna keep having these problems for the rest of her life.
At the end of the day, if you stay with that man, you are accepting him for who he is. So shut up and deal with it, or leave his ass.
In the car now!
Well, we know who wore the pants in that relationship. That dude is a straight bitch. The fact that she even felt comfortable out in public talking to him like that lets us know that he's a straight bitch. He probably scared to leave. That's the type of woman that slash your tires, you know, get you fired from your job, etc., etc. Pay attention to red flags, and you don't got to put up with hoes like this, because you would have left her, you know, on red.
So if you're not bald, then take off your hat. Wow.
There you go.
A full head of hair.
Happy now?
Even in the back?
Fuck!
Look, own your flaws, fellas. We all have flaws. You need to learn to just accept them, live with it, and still be confident despite your flaws. If you bald in the back, oh well, you bald in the back. If a chick don't want to date you because you bald in the back, hey, that ain't the bitch for you. She worried about the wrong things. And it's crazy because it's usually some low-value woman who making a big deal about a guy balding in the back, but she didn't fuck 3,000 guys and got 6 different baby daddies. No matter what flaw you have, 9 times out of 10, you still better than the bitch you on a date with. If you only knew all the mental and emotional flaws she had, trust me, man, you would change the way you look at things. I don't want to eat that funky ass poon. I'm hungry. But see, this is what you get when you get modern women. They know how to throw it back. They know how to ride your face. But they don't know how to cook. After a few months, you're going to get tired of boinking her. And you're going to actually want a hot meal and some human decency. Something most modern women don't know anything about.
You people are fucking incredible.
World star. World star.
Why is it always fat people trying to call somebody else fat? just a lack of self-awareness. I don't know. But this is modern women for you. Quick to chase a man down and try to fight him. Aggressive, combative, over the top, and mentally ill.
Men are getting smarter. It's no longer Netflix and chill. It's, do you want to work out together? I can spot you.
Look, it doesn't matter. It don't matter what Chad say to you. You're going to gag on him. Let's stop acting like he got to say all the right things. He's 6'3" and he's jacked. It don't matter what the fuck he say, you're going to fuck him. And it don't matter what some dorky dude who you're not attracted to say, you're not going to fuck him. So cut it out.
They're waiting to fucking you.
Somebody must silence that woman.
All right, we're going to go over this Reddit post with a little help from my girl Claire. And then I'm going to stop it as we go to get my opinion.
I, M24, went on 2 great dates with a girl, F25, who was basically all over me. On the second date, she invited me to hers, and we had sex. Edit, in the title I said first date, but I meant to say second. Admittedly, I wasn't very good because it was only my second time having sex, and I was quite nervous. That being said, it wasn't awful, it just wasn't good. We made out, I engaged in foreplay, I fingered her and ate her out, but I probably wasn't very good since I'd never done these before. We then had sex. I lost my erection twice, but I gained it back as we swapped positions. We finished by fingering her again and making out. She ghosted me the day after, and it's been 3.5 weeks since I heard from her despite trying to reach out. I asked a mutual friend if they could find out what happened, and she showed me a screenshot of her saying, the sex wasn't good, and foreplay was worse. He wasn't the most well-endowed, which sucks, because some smaller guys have fucked me better than bigger guys. I don't feel good at all about myself right now.
Look, she was a stereotypical thought. She based who she deal with off who got the best D, and that's not a decent woman that you want to start a relationship with. That's just somebody you have sex with and keep it pushing. You didn't have a lot of experience, or you don't have a lot of experience with women, and you'll get to know what their nature is, and you'll get better at certain things as time go by. It's just one of those things you just got to go through the trenches, take your licks, and you'll come out on the other side better. I know it hurt, but that's part of life. It's growing pains. You'll get over that, bitch. It'll be another one.